Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Those are pretty strong words from the Lord. Without me, you can do nothing. And yet, this image is one that illustrates the true nature of freedom. Right? Freedom is something that we speak about quite a bit, but understand quite little. We say, oh, I want to be free. And when we say that, what we mean is, I don't want anybody to ever tell me what to do, how to do it, when to do it, nothing. I want to make my own decisions. And there's a sense in which, yes, we have to be able to have the freedom to have the final say in choosing things freely. But that doesn't mean nobody can give me guidance. That doesn't mean I am most free when I just do whatever I want in any given moment. And this image of the vine and the branches illustrates that so well. Because a branch could very well say to itself, I am sick and tired of being constrained to this vine, of having to grow only in this space. No, I want to cut myself free. I want to be able to go wherever the wind will take me. But the moment that it cuts itself off of the vine, it signals its own death. And then, even though it thinks, oh, I'm going to be free now, no, it becomes a slave to the winds that toss it to and fro. And from what seemed a slavery but was true freedom, enters into real slavery. That's how it is with us so often. We say, no, I do not want the church to tell me how to live. The church, it's fine that it's there, but it doesn't get me, my struggles, my family. I know what's best for us. And in that, even though sometimes we have good intentions, even though sometimes we think that we're doing the right thing, we're cutting ourselves off of the vine. And we end up being tossed to and fro by the winds of the world that change decade to decade. We end up being followers and, in fact, slaves of just whatever the world's trend is at that moment. And worst of all, we cut ourselves off from our very source of life in Jesus. Because Jesus tends to us as the vine, the one who gives us the very life that we need to grow. And we're more free to grow the more that we are connected to Him. And so we can ask ourselves this week, how have I been nurturing my connection to the Lord and His church? Because that's the thing about this image of the vine, is it means that as intimately as I'm connected to my Lord, I'm connected to all of you. Those of you that it's great to be around, and those of you who it's not as great. Well, guess what? We're all in the same family. We're all in the same vine. Very often we think, no, I just want a connection with just Jesus, but I don't want any of these other branches involved because that person hurt me once. This person is just so annoying. I wasn't pointing at any of you. I'm just saying. And we might think, no, I just want it to be me and my Jesus. And Jesus says, no, you're a branch of this one vine. And you know what? I want to prune you. I want to take away anything that might be endangering your connection to me. Because the moment that that connection is broken, I've just spelled my eternal death. Because the moment that the branch cuts itself off, even if it seems like it's still alive for a few days, and that's what our life is, really just a few days in the end, it's cut off for eternity. Our Lord wants us to strengthen that connection, to remain in Him as He remains in the Father. And how does He say that we do that? Well, in the second reading we read, those who keep His commandments remain in Him, and He in them. And the way we know that He remains in us is from the Spirit He gave us. Right? Whether you feel like it or not, he's given you his Spirit. He's made it possible to live up to the high calling of being a Christian. But he wants you to choose that freely. To choose to live according to that dignity or not. And indeed, we can chip away at our connection to the Lord. We can take an axe through our actions to the very place where we as a branch are connected to the vine. And how do we do that? By cherry picking the gospel and the teachings of the church. By saying, this one I like, this one I don't. And so I will be Catholic, but only on my terms. And this doesn't mean I'm striving for it, but sometimes I fail. No, that's fine. Keep striving. Keep trying. Right? It's not about weakness. It's about willful ignorance of church teaching or just choosing against it. So what are some of these choices? Well, it could be, well, I know what the church teaches about living together outside of marriage, but you know, practicality's sake, chop. I've just taken an axe to my connection as a branch to the vine. Could be, well, I know what the church teaches about, you know, trusting God with my family and the size of that family, but God will understand. I'm going to contracept, but it's okay. Chop. Taking an axe to that connection. You know, I know that the church teaches about being just toward my employees, but, you know, this bottom line is looking a little shaky. I might cheat them here or there or in another place. Chop! I've taken an axe to that connection. Or I might be doing all of the externals perfectly. Everyone might say, ooh, what a religious person, but in my heart, I can't see anybody except by judging them. Chop! Taking an axe to that connection between me and my Lord. And in so many ways we do it. Well, today God asks us to stop. To see as more precious than anything else my connection as a branch to the vine. Because it's not that without Jesus we can do less. No, he was very clear. He said, because without me you can do nothing. Because if on my own terms I have so much success in this world, I do so many great things, I get so much stuff, in 100 years I'm still going to be dust. And all of that will have been nothing, but my connection to Jesus will have been everything. And so we ask Jesus for the grace today to recommit ourselves to remaining in him. Because it's tough, right? And I'm not up here to judge you for the ways that you've chopped at that connection, because I've done the same thing myself. But God wants to prune us of anything that will endanger us receiving our life from him. And so this week, let's let him. Let's take that serious reflection to see, where have I endangered the very thing that gives me life, my connection to Jesus? How can I remain with him better by doing his commandments and revitalizing my life of prayer by which I connect to him every day?